Audio 2.13.
What were you doing when? On the anniversary of the terrible tsunami in Japan in March 2011, Japan Today asked readers, "What were you doing when the earthquake hit?"
I was waiting to board my plane to Japan from Sydney when they announced the earthquake and that Narita Airport was closed. So we were stuck at the airport. The next morning, we left for Japan. It was terrible.
When the earthquake hit, I was chatting with my colleague. First, I thought I was feeling dizzy and asked my colleague, "Is it shaking? Or is it just me?" "Yes, it's shaking," he answered.
I was in a cafe in Tokyo for a casual meeting with my boss. Cars and taxis were driving along the street, and when the earthquake hit, they started to move up and down like waves on the sea.
I was playing StarCraft II on my laptop at home. My team was winning. Then the quake started. I wrote, "We are having an earthquake here, and it's huge. I think this is the big one. Today, I'm going to die." My teammate said, "Please sell your items before you leave." I didn't sell my items. I left.
I was swimming in the pool at my gym. I felt like a goldfish in a bowl. The lifeguard blew her whistle and asked me to get out of the pool and go home because they planned to close the gym.
I was making cream puffs at a cooking school in Kobe on the fourth floor of the building. I started to feel dizzy. A few seconds later, my teacher said, "It's an earthquake. Look, the lights are swinging."
I was going to a concert and I was riding my bike to the station. As I approached the stoplight, I saw people holding each other in a strange way, like they were drunk. I looked up and saw and heard the power lines moving.
I was having a nap with my 3-month-old daughter when the building started shaking. Usually, I don't mind earthquakes, but this one was different. It felt big. I grabbed my baby, opened the door, and dived under the table.